2016, it seems, is breaking new records in killing more things than our heartstrings can measure. So today, I'm afraid that it brings me no pleasure to report upon the death of a national treasure. No, Stephen Fry's fine. David Attenborough's okay. We're not exactly mourning a person here, per se. Huh? You may scoff, but tragedy you can't ignore. Yes, Bake Off has gone to Channel 4. I remember when, back in 2010, they first televised baking events intense. We rolled our eyes and went, nah, it'll never take off. Now we're all glued to the Great British Bake Off. An extra slice, the whole of Britain's quite smitten every Wednesday night. We watch the kitchen wishing they get their confections right. They may be thinking they've got their intentions right, but Channel 4 are gonna burn
it. So long, GBBO, the best show about scones we've ever known. You take the throne of baking shows across the land. Know that you won't be forgotten. With quite so much, we all got soggy bottoms. Cause Channel 4 is absolutely rotten for your brand.
A show about bread that rose up and proved itself. Mary and Paul preparing it all, Mel and Sue as well, with sticky buns and silly puns and X Factor. We're X Factor more than songs. So each week we seek out a champion, star baker to vanquish a marzipan pantheon. With intricate icing and sensuous spicing, for losers it's frightening, lamenting their lamingtons. If you've taught us anything, it's that taught us anything but boring. Scoring a short crass daughter to be fraught with snoring. But you brought a sport to it, had a us fawning over scones, macarons, sponge rings and dumplings. Never thought that something could get hearts pumping as a baked Alaska's Jurassic dumping. Break out the bunting, it's as British as cricket or crumpet or scrumpy. Team GB in Rio, no, Team GBBO. A picnic Olympics with finger foods and T.O. The whole country screams for this buttercream showdown, where it's relay with a Battenberg and all the medals go in brown.
So long, GBBO, life's just a black forest without gâteau. Mary Berry's lady's fingers touched our souls and warmed our hearts. Why the beep gave you up is just a mystery. But now there will be misery without patisserie. Guess the best baking show in history is too good to last.
An hour long love letter to dessert food. It's bonkers to think they could ever desert you. We hurt too, perspired every time a cake fell. Watching you make tarts inspired us to bake well. Now Mel and Sue have said goodbye. They believe that the Beeb's the best place to thrive. And if Paul and Mary are inclined to agree, Channel 4 has bought a very expensive marquee. It was our love of the hosts who got the show its exposure. They'll need more than pastry to make me turn over. All Channel 4 needs is one single falter. It's the end of the tent and the holy gingham altar. They're clearly of the thinking that they can make a killing with a sassel string them up with Mr. Kipling for kindling. It's a sure thing, the fourth formula's adverse. It'll lose all its charm when they dice it up for adverts. So now GBBO has reached the end of the road. It's fitting that it's finishing as each episode did. Cherish your series, what is done proper, for Signature is technically a giant showstopper.
So long, GBBO, you made rock cakes into rock and rolls. But now Channel 4's in control, our hopes are grim. And whilst I pray the new version takes up any great souffle, deflates with a shaker. Overworked pastry's bound to flake up, chance is slim. Unless Perry verifies in Hollywood handshakes, you may as well be flipping us another pancakes. You got a good rise out of the fan base, very well done. But you can bet it'll get top billing between the documentaries on drugs and killing, hosted by Keith Lemon drizzling Holly Willoughby's buns.
Later on, 4, child rape and methamphetamines will increase government surveillance, stop immigrant gang violence, animal abuse and benefit fraud in the House of Lords. But first, the bakers are battling the croquembouche.